Do you listen to the first hours of the show?
Well, Jim, I couldn't, honestly. I had, like I told you, my situation. I couldn't do that.
Well,
Right?
listen to me, Tom. For weeks, I've been getting reports of the best military analysts, Colonel McGregor, Larry Johnson, Colonel Wilkerson, Scott Ritter, all of whom agree the U.S. and Israel cannot defeat Iran. It's got to do with terrain. It's got to do with a missile stockpile. It's got to do with the viability and the resources they bring to the match versus the United States. How even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff argued against going to war with Iran because we'd given half of our missiles to Ukraine and the other half to Israel already, that we couldn't fight it. Trump went ahead anyway. And Iran, Tom, has a stockpile estimated at 18,000 ballistic missiles. Iran had been preparing for this for decades. They have very good targeting information. They know where everything's located. They simply were unwilling to strike the first blow. So while the US and Israel got in some quick licks, took out the Ayatollah and four of his top guys, it's been totally the opposite ever since. Israel is being battered and bloodied. Iran has already hit 27 different American bases. Tom, I want you to understand, I've been explaining this in great detail with dozens of stories every single first hour for weeks and weeks and weeks. And you come on here and you just cavalierly act as though you know what the hell is going on when you don't have a clue. You do not have a clue about the military situation here. You don't have a clue. And you come on with the greatest, Tom, listen to me. I give you plenty of time. You come on here with this great assurance and all these sweeping generalizations. And I've been very patiently explaining for weeks, dozens and dozens of articles by the best experts, why Iran is going to wipe our ass. And Iran is wiping our ass, Tom. And you're coming on here and talking all this nonsense about Iran surrendering in 5 weeks. Do you know Iran has a history of 2,500 years? We haven't even made it to 250. Iran's going to be around a long time after the United States is long since gone and departed this earth, Tom. I'll tell you for a fact. That's the way it's going to play out.
Okay, Jim, can I say something now?
Sure.
Listen, during Desert Storm, they told Norman Schwarzkopf that war was going to go on for 2 years. That war ended with Iraq and what? How many weeks was it, Desert
Listen.
Storm? I'm telling you
This
right now.
is a Desert Storm, Tom. You're ignoring the facts. The situation is completely different.
Jim, they haven't even put ground boots on the ground, but let me finish, please. Can I finish for 10 seconds? I'm just telling you, okay? Look, they already got the Khomeini. They got the next bunch, and they're going to get his son. Then what are you going to keep doing this constantly, targeting the leaders of Iran? The people are going to get fed up. They want electricity. They want food. They want to have music. They want to be able to do their own thing. The government of Iran could never come back the way it was. Maybe
Tom,
they'll have some kind of
this just betrays your massive ignorance of what I've been explaining week after week after week. They've distributed, they anticipated, they've already reallocated. They got a new general to replace the old one. Norman Schwarzkopf isn't fighting this war, and this situation is completely different. It's different in
Jim,
terrain, it's different in
can I
something.
make a bet with you, Jim? Jim, if they put boots on the ground, that war is over within 21 days.
God
The
damn, I
Russians
explained, Tom,
go.
I explained this morning, Iran has a million man army, and for us to put boots on the ground would require three times that many. We don't have them. Nobody's going to do it. You're going to have massive resistance to conscription. They bring in Secret Service. Nobody's going to want to die for Israel. You just have your head where the sun doesn't shine, Tom. I'm just dumbfounded. Dumbfounded.
Jim, are you gonna let
You'd
me finish?
come on my show, shut up. I let him go. Drop this guy to hell.